A legislative committee is questioning the legality of a lease for state lands that Central Maine Power needs for its proposed transmission corridor through western Maine. Lawmakers say the lease requires approval from two-thirds of the legislature. Fred Bever has more.
Members of the Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Committees say a lease between CMP and the Bureau of Parks and Lands for a mile-long parcel of state land that was signed in 2014 should be canceled. They cite a statute requiring that state lands can't be conveyed for a transmission project unless it has received a permit from the state's Public Utilities Commission, a permit CMP did not win until 2019. And BPL planner David Rodriguez says when he was working on the lease back in 2014, he had no idea the parcel was destined to be a major transmission corridor, and he didn't consult the relevant statute.
Me, when I was working on it, I believed that it was for renewable energy and possibly windmills to be built in that region. I knew nothing about any other reason for the corridor.
The committee voted unanimously to support a resolve stating that the lease should be voided, and if it is renegotiated, should then require approval by two-thirds of the state legislature. That's under a provision in Maine's constitution requiring such a vote when a public parcel would be, quote, substantially altered via a lease.
It's tough to know that these decisions were made without much information about what the project was.
Representative Maggie O'Neill is a Saco Democrat.
This is public land. It belongs to the people of Maine, and it's really important that we are thoughtful and go, and that our government goes through this process when we make these kinds of choices, and that the public knows and has the opportunity to weigh in.
But Tony Buxton, a lawyer for the Industrial Energy Consumers Group, which supports the project, says the committee is being driven by fossil fuel interests that would lose business if CMP is successful in its effort to sluice electricity from Canadian dams into the regional grid. Buxton says that if opponents had a legitimate problem with the lease, they could challenge it in court.
But for some reason, the opponents have chosen not to do that, but are challenging it politically. And as we testified before the committee, that's not an appropriate process.
In a written statement, a CMP spokesman says the company is confident that the lease was entered legally and that it includes a requirement that all relevant permits be secured before construction can begin. It could be several weeks before the full legislature considers the committee's proposal for a new look at that lease. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.